This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one, not bad.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Koziol, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Just after 7 o'clock here on a rainy Saturday in Western New York, we welcome you into Tee to Green, live and on the air here on WGR Sports Radio 550. I'm Brian Koziol. Kevin Sylvester, playing duties this week. He's off the show.
I think he's researching
the week
breakfast,
off, I should say.
Researching breakfast sandwiches this morning, I'm pretty sure.
It's probably what most golfers are doing at the moment if they're at a course locally.
Yes.
What can we do for breakfast here while we wait? It is raining here at Glen Oak. We'll get some weather updates here. The biggest story of the week in Western New York continues to be the weather. PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, of course, with me as well. Jeff, the official, good morning here now.
Good morning, Brian. Nice to be with you again. A little rainy, but we won't be playing a lot of golf today, although the BDGA is going to try to play today.
Yeah, they have an event here. We'll talk with PGA Pro and owner Tim Fries in just one moment, as we're here at Glen Oak Golf Club. And, of course, if you are a regular listener of the show, you know when the PGA Tour has a major, we go for 2 hours. So we're looking forward to that here. The Open Championship going on at Royal St. George's, and it's on right now. If you're looking for live golf, it's on Channel 2 right now at NBC. So we'll be keeping an eye on that here over the course of the next 2 hours. We've got a jam-packed show. As we said, Tim Fries is going to join us here from Glen Oak in just one moment. Here's our lineup for the show today. Coming up in about 15 minutes, the new ambassador for the Western New York PGA Hope Program, Scott Smalter, is going to join us. 7:50, Pat Phillips, the PGA Pro at Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. We're going to talk with him about putters. 8:30, Porter Cup preview with media chairman and one of the tournament directors, Marty Schimmel, going to join us from Niagara Falls Country Club. We had media day earlier this week. I'll let you know how that went. Of course, a ton on the Open Championship going on. There's a Symetra Tour event going on at Brookley Country Club in Rochester, so we'll get you posted on what's going on there. We've got our normal Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, Ryder Cup Report, Champions Tour Report, all that and more here. We've got more on our Duster Putting Challenge, which is now almost about a month away, which will be right here at Glen Oak Golf Club. We'll update you on our Fantasy League. So we got a lot to get to here, but people are thinking about the weather. And before we get to Jeff and Tim here, let's go back to our great producer back in our Amherst studios, Corey Griswold. Corey, it's raining. pretty much everywhere in Western New York, and I know that means there's some flooding and some flood watches and warnings, so I want to give everybody a little update on what's going on with that.
Yeah, good morning, fellas. There is a flood warning in effect for nearly all of Western New York right now. Northeastern Erie County, Genesee County, Northwestern Livingston County, Northwestern Monroe County, Niagara County, Orleans County, and Northwestern Wyoming County. That started at 6:12, and they have that flood warning going until 3 p.m. For locations like Buffalo, Cheektowaga, Niagara Falls. There's also, obviously, a flash flood watch that's in effect, and that is for all of Western New York. That will be going through late tonight for all the rain that's going to be falling. They are expecting some rain fall amounts to be between 2 and 2.5 inches of rain before this is all said and done, which is a lot for us. So if you're driving around the neighborhoods today, please be cautious. And if you see a road that looks like there's water on it, you don't know how deep it is, please do not drive through it. Drive someplace else.
Hey, good advice. Thanks, Corey. If we have more weather updates, Corey will keep us posted here throughout.
Yeah, if you're calling your golf course to ask if it's cart paths only today, that might be a bad question because that can be assumed if they're open. Yes, which I doubt.
Some courses may be closed. Some courses may be on pause or on hold. Some courses maybe are holding the water or got less water with the rain and are letting people out. But, yes, I can't imagine too many places here that at the very least wouldn't be cart path only. So when you show up to your golf course today, if you are planning on playing, if you're expecting carts to be scatter, don't get upset at the messenger in the pro shop, whoever it ends up being.
Yeah, it's not their fault behind the counter. We got 2.5 inches of rain.
That's correct.
Yeah.
With that, let's bring in PGA Pro and owner Tim Freeze here from Glen Oak Golf Club. Tim, good morning. Thanks for having us here back for our third or fourth show of the year. We're on your beautiful patio overlooking the putting green and range. And it would be nice if it was a little less soggy, though, but thanks for having us here again.
Absolutely, Brian. And meet. This is fun to have an individual championship, cool tournaments here in Western New York. But, yeah, there might be a little car path-only situation. And we've had, I think, in June around here, 0.3 inches of rain, and we're eclipsing 5 inches or something now in July.
So people know you're hosting the final round of the Buffalo District Golf Association Championships today, and they're currently in a weather delay, right?
Yeah, for anybody listening, it's they've backed up tee times now an hour. It's supposed to start at 7 this morning. It is going right now, being reevaluated till 8 a.m. We're going to try to pull this off. Greens are pretty good. They're draining well. The course is certainly wet. It's the men's individual, the women's individual, and also the senior.
And that young man, Anthony DeLaSante from Lockport, is playing very well, along with Ryan Hart. And I saw our buddy Jimmy Pizzatelli, the old guy coming off surgery, playing very well.
Yeah, he's hitting some. There's some balls being hit by him this week. Yeah. What a nice leaderboard here for both the men's and women's and the seniors. Watched him finish up yesterday, and DeLaSante had a birdie on the last hole to cap off a nice 7-under 65 out here. It's awesome. Now they're playing the back tees. It's pretty impressive. And Ryan Hart's right there, 3 strokes, and the women are all within 6 shots, I think, for their couple groups final. Yeah, absolutely. PGA Ontario, a senior, is actually very competitive here in the individual as well.
Okay. It's good to, you know, it's competitive. The young bucks are getting better and better, I feel like, in these district championships. I mean, Ryan's playing at the University of Florida, Dudley's son. Anthony's going to, I think, Valparaiso. And he's a good student on top of it, from what I understand. So, yeah, these guys can really play. It'll be fun. I hope they get it in today.
The Haynes brothers as well. David Haynes, I think, started. Who wouldn't want to start this way? He makes a birdie on one, hole in one on two, birdie on three.
That's a good start.
Wow. Hole in one on two.
Where do you go from there?
Yeah, only backwards. Yeah,
that's impressive for sure. All right, so if you are a part of that event here today at Glen Oak, we wish you the best of luck. And as Tim said, they're on a pause at the moment, right?
So check the website.
We'll have another update. We can even update right here on the air in about an hour or so. Yeah. So on hold at the moment. All right, as we said, lots to get to here. But Tim itself, let's do a minute or two here on just some of the things you're having at Glen Oak, including our very own Duster Putting Challenge on August 21st. We're excited to be here to raise money for the Western PGA Reach Foundation. Registration's open. I'm going to tweet out the link here shortly for those that haven't signed up yet. But we're looking at the putting green right now, where we're going to have our 18-hole putting contest, and we appreciate you stepping up here and being the host this year for us.
This is going to be fun. So yesterday we got the greens rolling pretty good, and the duster's going to be quite a challenge. We're going to hide a few flags, as you can do on a putting green. That'll be kind of fun.
Don't get
crazy. There's 18 holes on a putting green. But, we got them rolling pretty good. The superintendent here, Dan Googie, he's done a fabulous job, as well as golf professional Anthony Shiro. So to host something like this that you guys are hosting, plus to raise some money for great causes here in West New York. Thank you for you guys for even considering having it here and for us to get 70 players putting, doing a match play. How cool.
And it's getting pretty full. So if you're interested in playing, I know we last time I knew we had, I think, only 20 spots or so left. So we're if you're interested in playing, go online, sign up at the West New York PGA website. And I think we put out the league. We'll put it out again today, I'm sure.
Just while you two were talking there, I just retweeted it out. You can get it from our T to Green account. Hope you're following us at T2G Buffalo. I also then retweeted it from my account at Brian WGR. So it's there. Sign up. A $30 donation gets you in to the putting contest, but it also gets you dinner. There'll be drinks available, music. There'll be raffles and prizes, a 50-50, all to raise money for the Reach. Tim, how about...
We're doing this at night.
Yeah, and it's going to be at night on the light. It's going to be awesome. How about just a little for those that don't know what the Western PGA Reach does?
So the Reach Foundation here that Jeff and I are a part of, we've been doing this for years, and there's three pillars. You've heard this before, but you know some of the bigger ones here, and you'll have Scott on in a little bit, and what the golf has meant to many of these veterans helping our Patriots everywhere. They've been coming. We just had a graduation this past Wednesday night. Over 60 veterans were here, graduated from our program, 8-week program. This is pretty cool stuff. Juniors, our youth space, it's growing and growing. About 1,500 juniors had gone through here. Obviously, drive, chip, and putt. Junior leagues, all this goes through the Reach Foundation. And Jeff and I have been very involved and friends for years, and it's what to watch this grow. Diversity inclusion in the workplace, it's just lacking. So golf is starting to look way different, starting to look like America. So the Reach Foundation is not only local, it is national. You'll see this on TV. You'll see it during the PGA Championship. So this is just another for you guys to have something here to actually help us raise some dough. This is kind of cool.
And that Tee It Up for the Troops, which I'm pretty sure you're aware of, Brian, since you'll be emceeing, that's a fundraiser. There's a bunch of fundraisers that help our foundation, and the foundation's growing and growing every year and having more and more outreach. I'm very proud of what it does.
Yeah, Joe from Bunker for Baghdad, there's a lot of commingling here of good stuff going forward.
Yeah. So again, you don't have to be an all-star golfer. Just have a putter. You know, even if you show up, you don't have a putter. We'll get one for you. It's the Duster Putting Challenge here. Again, I just tweeted out the link at Brian WGR or at T2G Buffalo. Sign up. The small donation gets you in. You get dinner. You get to hang out here at Glen Oak. You get to see Tim and Jeff and me and Kev. We'll all be here, and we're going to have a great night. So, and if you want to show off your putting skills...
Yeah, you think you're good?
Yep. We got 72 slots available, and more than half are already full right now, so make sure you sign up. And then how it works is you go around and you're going to play the 18 holes. And then if you're in the top 16 after everybody putts, then we do little mini nine-hole match plays, 1 versus 16, 2 versus 15, whatever, and we get it down to the championship under the lights. And it's fun. We got music going. We'll have commentary going. And
Is important.
The commentary is important. That's right.
And if you don't have a putter, Tim might have about 38 or 40 sitting in his bag in the back room. He might be able to lend you one.
Putting is the greatest equalizer, isn't it? Anybody can putt.
That's what I always say. You don't have to be 6'3 and a monster to putt well, yes.
Yeah. Coming up at 7:50, we're going to have Pat Phillips from Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, the PGA Pro there, the interview. And we're going to talk about putters and putting grips and putting styles and what the latest equipment is. But I know the two of you, I've heard many conversations with the two of you on and off the air about different kind of putters, different kind of putting approaches. And we're seeing that this week at the Open this week, Tim, especially for the American players that are not used to putting on slower greens. We've heard some different explanations from players this week, but today, if people are playing with it being very wet, you're going to have slower greens to putt on. But it's always a discussion coming over to play Lynx Golf here during the Open Championship week, or the speed of the greens being slower and how a lot of the American players adjust to that.
Yeah, the greens are rolling at 10 over there is what they're saying, which is over here is pretty mediocre.
So what would it be on a normal day at Glen Oak? Just for people that maybe don't know what the 10 number means.
Basically, what is it? Mr. Stimp came up with this little objective rating. So he just would roll the ball and it would roll out 10 feet. There's a 10 on the stimp meter. So
you do it three times, take the average.
There's a special tool. Yep. Yes. And everybody's got a tool. But it can change throughout the day. Mm-hmm. If you're against the grain, it goes a little slower. So basically here at Glen Oak, we try to get them between 10 and 11 on a daily basis. Too fast, and the public isn't used to that, and, right. And you can't hide flag positions, so you try to be... But in a tournament, you can kind of hide them and then speed them up. You roll them, and that can get another foot of speed or so.
And as long, I never thought if they were slow was bad. I just like to be smooth.
Right.
You know, so if they're 10 and smooth, which I'm sure they are at Royal St. George, then they're still good to putt on. It's you adapt after a little bit. You know, you go to the putting green, you work on your speed, and I think you get used to it pretty quick.
Many of the courses, just like us, we put, I think, 125,000 tons of sand into the greens in 2 years, and all that does is make them like a basketball court. You want them to be nice and firm and smooth. You can always speed them up, but as Jeff just said, there's nothing like a smooth putt. And if it runs at a 8 or a 9, if it's smooth, hey, you can make putts. Yeah. The adjustment that you make is what can you control in putting? It's a... you know, how solid you hit it, yep, and how hard you hit it.
So what would you say, what does the PGA Tour normally have theirs at? And then what are most courses in Western New York at, just so people can kind of compare?
Well, it varies wildly. You know, like a high-end facility, Park or CCB, they're going to roll 12s, I would imagine. I know. Absolutely. They've had them up to 13 for the guest days and stuff like that. That is really, really, that's tour fast. Like tour greens are rolling, what, around 12 probably, freezer?
About 12, yeah. And Augusta can tip the 13s, 14s. Yeah, I think for the duster here, we're going to try to get in the 12s and 13s, give everybody kind of a fun treat, you know, uphills, downhills. But most people don't get the, if you have a right-to-left putt and it's a very fast green, you actually have to hit it higher on the break. An easier, tough one to compute in your head. Yep. You want to hit it harder when you go uphill, but that's not the case.
It also makes, you know, misses go further. You know, and chips that don't bite go screaming through the green a little bit quicker and things like that. So it does make it more difficult when the greens are faster. I always liked it, though. I felt it was a wonderful way to putt when greens are. You just had to start it on your line and take a little shorter stroke. I like fast greens, though. So
many public courses will try to slow them up a little bit, get folks around a little easier. So.
Awesome. All right. More with more with Jeff and Tim here coming up. Putting the Open. We've got, of course, 2 hours with us here, 7 to 9, live at Glen Oak Golf Club here on Tee to Green. But one of our many guests here today, I'm going to start it off with Scott Smalter, the new ambassador for the Western Europe PGA Hope Program. Scott, good morning. Thanks for coming on Tee to Green today.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're great. We were just talking about charitable events. The Western Europe PGA Hope doing some great work, and tell everybody about your new role here as the new ambassador to the program.
Well, technically not till October. I head down to D.C. to play at Congressional and get some instruction on how to help our vets. You know, use golf as a therapy, but that's more or less the role. It's just, you know, getting some more information and then spreading the program and, you know, just making sure We're building it, and we're making it as good as it can be. But it's been a great experience so far.
Scott, can you explain to people what the HOPE program is and maybe your experience with it over the last few years?
Absolutely. I believe it started here in 13. I got involved in 2017, so Jeff's been involved longer than I have. But, I mean, basically the tagline is, you know, PGA Hope is it's trying to introduce golf to veterans to basically enhance their physical, mental, and social and emotional well-being. Just a fancy way of saying, hey, you know, get a golf club in your hand, get around veterans like yourself, and have a good time. It's just, it's an outlet to get that camaraderie back, use golf, you know, as a therapy, which the Department of Veteran Affairs recognizes as a viable therapy option.
And Scott, you were nationally recognized, in a sense, on a CBS special during the PGA Championship week. We did some filming out here at Glen Oak, and if you could tell us about that experience, you know, having film crews out here, and we have been involved since 13. We started over at CAS, actually, and the program is growing. At Grover.
Yes.
There you go. At Grover. Thanks. But it has been growing, Scott. And as you see, the graduation was just this Wednesday, as we mentioned. Tell us a little bit about your experience there, and then look forward to things like the Secretary's Cup that they do for the PGA Championships and what you're about to embark on.
Absolutely. The CBS special, that was something I was not used to, but it was, you know, quite a day to have two guys from CBS here just to interview me here at the house, and then go out to the course. Just kind of a out-of-body experience to have that focus on you. But lots of fun. I think we conveyed the message well about what it's all about. And, you know, we're seeking out getting every veteran that needs to be in this program, because it changes lives for sure. And hitting on the Secretary's Cup, I was lucky enough to go to Beth Page back in 2019. Secretary's Cup is basically you get all the sections all over the country,
and you play a nine-hole tournament, a scramble tournament. It's just a good way of really understanding that it's a national program, and you know, it goes outside the reaches of Western New York, but we have a great program here, and I think that really put us on the map as far as that CBS special, and just, you know, people understand we're doing great things here in West New York, and that's, you know, total tip of the cap to Tim and Glen Oak. They've just they've taken it to a different level.
Scott Smalter with us here on Tee to Green in West New York PGA. He'll be the new ambassador officially in October. Scott, if people want to get involved and help out, donate money, time, anything, like what can they do? How can they reach out to you? And what are some of their options?
Well, I mean, PGA Reach, that's the charitable arm of the PGA. They're the one that pays for all this. And it should be a side note, PGA Hope is zero cost out of pocket for veterans. So that's, you know, that just makes it easier. excuse me. And, you know, go to PGAreach.com. Locally, we're having a little changing of the guard. Jake Coles, who did a great job organizing PGA Hope here. He's headed on to greener pastures. But, I mean, for the time being, you can reach out to me directly or Patrick McGowan, who's over at the VA hospital. But my email is going to be scott.smalter, S-M-A-L-T-E-R, at va.gov.
Okay, scott.smalter at
va.gov.
Va.gov. You got it.
Excellent. Veterans Administration.
Beautiful. Yes. Scott, thank you for all the great work that you have done and that you will be doing going forward in your new role. And thanks for giving us a few minutes this morning.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
You too, Scott.
Yeah, Scott's a good guy. We've known Scott for a few years. He'll represent the Hope program very, very well as he travels around.
And he can hit it.
Yes, he can. He's a big, strong man. Yes, yes.
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 All right, before we put a wrap here on our first segment here from Glen Oak Golf Club, looking up at the leaderboard at the Open, Rory McIlroy right now, 2-under on his round through six. He's moved himself into a tie for 31st. Tim, what do you think? Can we see a run from Rory today?
If he could do this in round one.
Yeah, maybe
just,
two.
He just does this pattern here.
It's always round one.
Absolutely. Get him up there chasing these guys. I think it's a nice week. Look at the weather there. It's been beautiful. It's
supposed to be perfect. Yeah. He's got a long way to go, and those guys are playing pretty good.
But he can do it.
He's 10 shots back behind Colin Morikawa.
Colin Morikawa. And Louis
Oosthuizen. Who are both playing beautifully, and Jordan Spieth. That's a lot of ground to catch up, but it'd be fun.
You got a lot of great golfers in between, too.
Dustin. I mean,
you've got Kepka's at 5-under. Rahm, don't forget about him, 5-under. He shot a great round yesterday. DJ's at 7, and then, of course, you mentioned the three at the top, Spieth, Morikawa, Oosthuizen. No surprise that these three are at the top. I picked Spieth last week.
You had some nice picks. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, some of the stats about Spieth I just loved. Over the last five Opens, he has the best score under par. Going into the week, he was 29-under out of the last five Opens. He also was number one in one putting, which shows me, okay, even when you're scrambling, you're figuring out a way to get up and down. And when you're in a spot to make a birdie, you're making it. How does he make more, Tim, of these medium to like medium longer length putts than anybody? Maybe when Tiger in his heyday. I mean, Spieth just seems those. What is it? And I'm not talking 10 footers here. I was the 20 to 40 foot range. Spieth seems to roll two or three in a round.
Remember, when he was slumping. I think that's what he was missing was his putting. I mean, he didn't hit it great, obviously, but it starts with putting. If you're putting great, that confidence bleeds into everything else. And he's done what he's feeling supremely confident, as you said last week, right now. So I got to think he's going to be a factor. Colin Morikawa, if you look at the stats on what a great iron player this guy is, it's unbelievable. He leads in strokes gained iron play by a mile, and no one's led that much since Tiger back in the
almost
early 2000s.
Full stroke. It's almost that much.
Yeah. So if you're a golfer interested in getting better, watch him swing today and watch how he hits his irons.
Leaders. Yeah. But go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say it's Spieth. He sees the ball like Nicklaus did. He goes backwards on the putts. How's the ball gonna enter the hole at what speed? He goes backwards and then brings it back to his putter. Most of us go, where should I hit it? Where should it start? What's the speed they do it at? No, he does it a little different. And as you said, when he's over here, we have flatter greens, maybe some slopes. But over there, when you get to play, anybody who's been, there's bumps everywhere on those greens. You have to have this imagination of how the ball enters the hole. He's doing it better than anybody over all these years. He's got something.
And his attitude towards putting is amazing. That's what I like. I mean, I'm into putting, so I love watching him go about his business with a putter in his hand and the way he talks about putting and everything else. And that's probably why he's a great putter.
For sure. Who stays in rolling in some great putt? I mean, these three at the top have been accurate. They've been creative, but they're making putts too. And of course, we all know that's a big reason why anybody would be at the top of any golf tournament. You got to make some putts when you have the chance, and they are.
And scores were low yesterday. When the wind's down on this golf course, they're going to make some birdies. And I think the weather's supposed to be great again today, so we could see some more low scores.
Think so.
If you want to watch the coverage on the television, while of course, you listen to Tee to Green here on WGR. It's on NBC, and it will be all throughout the day. The leaders, Ustazen and Morikawa, they'll tee off at 10:55 Eastern. So that's, you still got a little bit before them. We haven't said a thing yet about Bryson and Brooks and more drama there. I want to definitely talk more about Spieth and Ustazen and Morikawa at the top. DJ quietly sitting in a tie for fourth. He's sitting right there too. Scottie Scheffler, Dylan Fratelli. There's a great leaderboard here. We got a lot to get to here. We've got Pat Phillips on putters from Woods to Wedges at 7:50. There's a ladies event, the Symetra Tour at Brookley in Rochester. We're going to bring that up too. Ryder Cup report, Champions Tour report, our Western New York PGA tip of the week. Tim, can you at least stick another segment with us? Do you have time?
Absolutely. That'd be
awesome.
Fun.
We'll
Thank
have
you.
Tim, more on the open when we return here as well. Our two-hour edition of Tee to Green from Glen Oak Golf Club with PGA pros, Jeff Mitas and Tim Fries. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us. We're back at Glen Oak right after this on Tee to Green on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up. Listen up, golfers. It's time for our Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
Back here on Tee to Green, our two-hour edition for the Open Championship at Glen Oak Golf Club here in East Amherst. We're on the beautiful patio. I'm Brian Colziel, along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitas and the PGA Pro and owner here, Tim Fries. Rain maybe letting up a little here as we overlook the beautiful putting green and range and the first tee. Course, Tim,
there's no one out there.
There's no one, but our halfway house girl is ready to make an egg sandwich.
That's right. Yeah, she's got
Kevin,
coffee.
Where's Kevin?
Yes.
During the commercial, Jeff, that's your job. Next commercial. Or you can go right now, actually. No, I'm kidding. We need your insight here because
that's right.
You just heard.
This
West
is the
PGA tip of the week. This
is part of the week.
This is the segment that we need you for here.
Yes.
Your tip of the week. So you're watching Lynx Golf at the Open Championship this week, and I'm sure you're going to see a whole bunch of different shots and a whole bunch of variety of ways that guys are going to hit shots. You might see low shots, high shots, bump and runs. You might see someone around the green use a lob wedge or a 7-iron or a hybrid club. And we're here to talk a little bit this week, your tip of the week, how to be creative on the golf course. I heard Brooks Koepka this week when asked about how he likes Lynx Golf, and he said he likes Lynx Golf because of the fact that he said, I could be 50 yards away, and I could have seven different ways to play this shot. He says, you don't get that necessarily, those options playing a lot of the courses in the United States, but you can hear at courses, obviously, that they play on the rotation of the Open Championship. So let's talk about being creative. And Jeff, do you think the average amateur player thinks about different ways to hit shots a lot, or do you think they're always thinking maybe one way? And not that it would be wrong necessarily, but do you think a guy from 50 yards out is thinking about three, four different ways to hit this?
Probably not. I think most people go to a stock shot, and I do think it's what separates the good players. You know, Tim and I have played hundreds of rounds together, and Tim's one of the most creative golfers I've ever met. And I think that's what separates good players. Like you said, you can hit a 7-iron from a lot of people. If you give them a 7-iron from 50 yards, they have no idea how to get it on the green, or how to hit it low, or how to hoist it in the air. Or, you know, Tim used to take a set of clubs. You'd take a half set or a few clubs, and we'd go walk around, and it's amazing. You could shoot almost the same score because you learn to hit little bumps, little half shots. I don't like when I see kids on the range or people on the range hit 100 7-irons at the same target from a perfectly flat lie off a range mat. I don't think that's making you. That's working on your swing. I know if I'm out there practicing, I'm going to do it a little differently because I'll get bored after about 10 shots. I'm going to want to hit a bump. I'm going to want to cut it. I'm going to want to see how high I can hit that 7-iron, how low I can hit that 7-iron, how far I can hit that 7-iron, how short. I mean, that's how I think people get better is they, you know, they learn to use the clubs in different ways than typically are used. I mean, you've always been super creative. I've seen you hit a million cool looking shots, and
I would think that my practice session, someone might think that I'm not that good. I don't hit the same shot twice, and I certainly practice on the range, and most people should, about the course you're about to play. So I hit a driver. Where would that end up? At Lancaster, at Pendleton Creek. Okay, I'm par three, number one at Pendleton. Well, or what, the flag's in the back right. What kind of shot would I hit? That's how I practice. And I will say, when you watch TV here, the greener a golf course is, the less options there are. The more browned out it looks, the more options there are. Mm-hmm. So got to go to Bethpage Black this past week and play, and it was browning, and that means options off the, and you said 7-iron run-ups and all that. You have to learn those shots. We play a lot as practice, and we play with somebody else, and we say, okay, we're going to have a match play, and close to the pin wins the hole. We don't use a sandwich. In America, we've got our sandwich out every time you approach the green. It's just handed to you. Well, over there, they don't do that. You're going to see this creativity. And so what you can do is practice all these – practice missing. Mm-hmm. So when you're on the range and you're going to hit a driver, I want you to practice – hit three slices, hit three hooks, and then see if you can hit it straight. You're practicing your creativity. Then hit three high, hit three low, hit one meet. That's how Tiger practiced the nine shots in golf, these corridors you would play. He did a 7-iron, but he'd hit it nine different ways. Therefore, when he gets to the golf course, now he knows. It's no surprise, and he's going to need those shots.
I heard, go ahead if you want to add to that.
I always play with people, and they're like, well, how far do you hit your 7-iron? Well, that depends. Am I hitting it into the wind? Am I hitting it low? Am I hitting it? Yeah. So I like a stock yardage, obviously you have. And I think most people get there, they got 154 yards. That's my 8-iron. So they hit an 8-iron when I might chip a 6 in there, or I might hoist an 8. You know, there's different ways to play it. And I think if you just go with, I hit this club this far, I'm hitting it there, that's not how you get better.
You want money well spent, Bri. You go down and see Captain Kirk down at Craigburn, and you ask him, how far do you hit your 9-iron? He'll go, 10 feet. What do you mean? I hit it 10 feet from the hole, but I might hit it 190, I might hit it 30. So the whole point is trying to score as low as you can. He's very creative, and he'll get you thinking rather than just going aerobics and hitting 200 balls.
I was listening a little to someone that had said that they had heard a session with Colin Morikawa and his coach, and they said that Morikawa is so smart and so creative with his irons that he said that he'll set up for a shot, and that as soon as he takes the club away, his coach would yell, fade. Mm-hmm. Or then he'd take the club away and he'd say, pull. Or then he'd say, you know, bump. Whatever. So he's already essentially taking the club back. Mm-hmm. And then Morikawa then would instantly adjust, right, when he would say that. You know, like as he would take it back, okay, fade. Okay, bump. Okay, you know, like all those sort of things. And I was like, man,
it's a great way to practice.
That's really cool.
The other thing I heard about him is he'll use TrackMan maybe once a month just to
Morikawa?
Check. Yeah, because the ball flight tells you what's going on. And I think so many people have a reliance on their numbers now. That's a Bryson DeChambeau end of the spectrum. And Colin Morikawa sounds like he's on the other end of the spectrum where he's just a creative player and reacting to his target.
Yeah, if you're hitting, think about expectations too. Golf works really well when you have a lower expectation, but you practice hard and you're motivated to play well. That's the best way. The other way doesn't work. If you're expecting to swing perfectly and you're looking for that perfect ball flight, you're going to be let down. So when you hit creative shots, I'm going to hit a little draw into this particular flag. I'm not that good at it. I'll try it. And if it does it a little bit, hey, look at that. You're surprised. Rather than hitting the perfect high fade like Morikawa might on TV. And remember, you're watching on TV the best in the world at that moment. What about the guys that missed the cut? They're still one of the best in the world. They're missing shots, too. Your expectation level. Take it down a notch. Do the best you can. Be creative.
That's one thing I think from my own game personally that I've improved with, and it's helped me get up and down so much more often, is I was exactly what you said. Every time that I was down near a green and I maybe missed it in regulation, I was instantly pulling out like my 60 or my 56 right away. And now this year, I've tried the bump and run a little bit more. I've tried to use the green. And at any point, like especially if you're short and you have the ability to, you know, use the fairway through the green there, like to use that, I know for sure I've gotten up and down more thinking about doing that. I was always just instantly, and so many times I would hit it and it would, and I'd get no roll, of course. It would just hit and land. I'm like, oh, I should have carried that farther, you know. And just, but using the green, that's been something that I've tried to use more over the last year or so, and I know it's improved my score because of it.
And I know when I have players on the lesson tee, you know, there's an old saw from Sam Snead that I use at almost every lesson. Well, what do you do when you're hitting hooks? I go hit 1,000 slices. Well, what do you do when you're hitting slices? Well, I go hit 1,000 hooks. So in golf, it's illustrative to do the opposite. So if you're struggling on the range and you're a slicer and you can hook it, go hit. If you hit high slices, that's your miss. Go hit 100 low hooks, and that'll make your swing better. And that's the creativity part. If you are a golfer and you can't work it both ways, then you got to find a way to get to that point where you can hook it and slice it.
Yeah, and on the tour, it's been proven over and over. The strokes gained putting they talk about. What's the most important distance on the tour for if you, from an 8-foot putt, if you make it, you just gained a half stroke. If you miss it, you lose a half stroke. That 8-foot putt is a stroke on tour, no matter what it's for, when it is, early in the round, late in the round. So the expectations around the greens are, think of a hockey game. You could have 50 shots on goal. How many scoring chances were there? You're hitting it from the blue line. I don't know, but if you're right on top, so when I'm around the greens, I'm just trying to give myself a scoring chance, which is get it within that 8-foot circle. I'm not trying to make it. I'm just trying to put it around that circle.
And make the next one. And as we were speaking earlier off the air, you know, you can, there's so many different moves on the PGA Tour. You can tell all the players by how they swing the golf club. Everybody swings it differently, right? And if you
Everybody.
And we you watch a lot of golf, hey, that's Justin Thomas. Hey, that's Colin Morikawa. Hey, that's Dustin Johnson. You can tell from a mile away. So you don't have to have the perfect swing. You know, we all seek perfection. But, you know, a lot of times those swings with a little bit of glitch in it one way or the other, those people play golf instead of play at making golf swings, if that makes sense.
Not play swing, play golf. Yes. So that's the best tip you can give.
Great tips right there from Tim and Jeff here on our West New York PGA Tip of the Week. If you want to get involved in the game, you want to contact your local PGA professional, you can start by going right to WNYPGA.com, or you can contact Jeff or Tim or me, and we'll send you into the right direction to find your local PGA pro. I know, Jeff, you say it all the time. If anybody's getting started, that's the right. Go find your local, your closest PGA pro, and
Don't have your friends or your dad or your somebody that plays a little bit of golf teach you. You know, the thing I always tell people: if someone's telling you to keep your head down or eye on the golf ball, keep moving. Yeah, because that's just bad advice in golf. Yes.
Yeah, and if your instructor talks less and you swing more, chip more, putt more, that's always a good thing. Look to someone who just gives you some thoughts, and that's all you're needing. You're not needing any mechanical stuff. Just have them help you think better.
You mean the buddies on the tee that give you a tip on every shot?
Right.
That's not the guy to listen to?
That's the best way to learn the game. Yeah, try it this time. Oh, try this. Oh, try that. Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, everybody just watch Thomas just kind of whiff one there on a putt. We all miss.
Yeah.
Justin Thomas just missed on. Yeah.
The scariest putt was the Will Zalatoris this week. If you saw that, he missed a 1-footer. That looked a little sketchy.
I had to close my eyes.
Withdraw.
There.
Yeah. I don't like watching that stuff. Bad mental images.
By the way, McIlroy just made another birdie while we were speaking there on our tip of the week. He's 3-under through 7. 3-under for the tournament. He's now moved up 28 spots today. He's 25th. Again, though, he's still 8 off the lead, and the scoring conditions look good. So, yeah. I mean, Rory might be 8 under today, and he still might be a handful behind, you know, even if everything goes his way here. There's just so many good golfers in between. I mean, we mentioned Koepka and Rahm and DJ, but, I mean, you still have guys in between there that he's, I mean, Cameron Smith's a great player. Corey Connors is a great player. Tony Finau's a great player. Mackenzie Hughes, Paul Casey, Scottie Scheffler. I mean, these are all the other guys. I mean, we're kind of brushing over them because you've got Morikawa, Spieth, Ustase, and DJ. All these guys are not going to come back. Like, that's what's so tough right now, a task facing Rory, is that first day is going to ultimately do him in.
He'd have to go like 62-62 to sniff it this weekend, I think. He'd have to get 16 under on the weekend, I think, just to sniff, because they're 10-11 under, the leaders. They're not going to go backwards to win this championship over the next 2 days.
He's one of the guys that could do that, though.
Wouldn't that be fun to watch, though? Yes.
Who's your pick, Tim? Who's going to ultimately come out on top here and be the champion golfer of the year?
Ustase, I like his game. He's been all over the past couple of months. Morikawa's pretty solid there, beautiful, but I had Louis. Yeah, he's just going to keep it going.
I think this is Morikawa's first British Open, or Open Championship, not a British Open, the Open Championship, they said. And he won his other major in his first appearance, so maybe.
All right. Tim,
what about you?
For me, I picked Spieth, so I'm sticking with him.
Good, Graham. Yeah, he's not too far back.
No.
Well, I've enjoyed being here with you guys. This is great.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us here on our patio. Tim, if anybody wants to have an event or something here, well, how can they contact you?
Just like all the wonderful places around West New York that you guys visit. Yeah, we're doing some cool things on the patio and having some great events here. My sister's my event coordinator. She's been doing a fantastic job as we break out of COVID. We're doing some weddings and bar mitzvahs and lots of fun stuff here. So please give us a buzz. And the patio's fun. Looks over the golf course. Got some cool lights. So thanks a lot for coming once again here to Glen Oak.
Appreciate it. Thanks for doing all you do to help support TD Green, too.
Love every bit of this.
Thanks. Awesome. PGA Pro and owner Tim Fries from Glen Oak Golf Club here, which we're going to be on the air till 9, 2 hours today for the Open Championship. When we come back, Pat Phillips, the PGA Pro at Woods to Wedges, on putters and the latest trends with equipment, putting grips, putting styles. That's coming up next year as we roll on from Glen Oak. Along with Jeff Metis, I'm Brian Colziel, Corey Griswold producing back at our Amherst studios. More Tee to Green. We're on till 9 this morning right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up. Let's get the latest on the Ryder Cup. The Ryder Cup Report is being brought to you by Jumpa Agency, Main Street in Clarence.
Back here at Glen Oak Golf Club, Brian Colziel, PGA Pro Jeff Metis. Big thanks to owner and PGA Pro Tim Fries for joining us last segment here as the rain, we hope, stopping. We'll have more updates throughout the show here. Tim may come back and give us an update on the Buffalo District event that'll be here. Right now, again, it's on hold, so if you're playing in that event, just sit tight, be ready. We'll actually try to pass along the info on the air if you're in that today. You heard it is time for the Ryder Cup report. Let's look at Team Europe. Their world points as of the moment has Jon Rahm on top. He's a lock to be on the team, as is Rory McIlroy, who's 3-under par so far through 8 holes at the Open Championship this morning. Tyra Hatton is in 3rd. Victor Hovland is in 4th. Paul Casey is in 5th. Matt Fitzpatrick's in 6th. Lee Westwood is in 7th. And Tommy Fleetwood is in 8th. I would probably say all 8 of those guys, whether even if they don't make it by points or not, are all going to be on the team. Even if not, they'll make it via captain's picks. Patrick Harrington, don't forget, is the captain this year for Europe, as the Ryder Cup will be in late September at Whistling Straits in Wisconsin. Steve Stricker, of course, the United States captain. So there's your look at the Ryder Cup report for Team Europe. We're going to have more, of course, on the Open Championship. A lot more opinions on what's going on at the top of the leaderboard. More on Bryson and Brooks, more drama with the two of them. It seems like this just keeps going on and on. There's a ladies event in Rochester this week at Brooke Lee, the Symetra Tour. We're going to have some info on that. The Porter Cup starts this week in Niagara Falls Country Club on Wednesday. Marty Schimmel, the media director, and one of the tournament directors, is going to join us at 8:30. But at this moment, we're going to shift gears and be joined by Pat Phillips from Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, the PGA Pro there. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. It's a great spot to go get your equipment checked, get fitting, get just re-grips, all that sort of stuff. They're one of our presenting sponsors here on Tee to Green, and we love talking with Pat. This week we focused on putters, so here's my conversation with Pat Phillips from Woods to Wedges. All right, we're here with Pat Phillips, the PGA Pro over at Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, the spot to go get your clubs taken care of for equipment, re-grips, club purchasing, lessons, everything's over there. And Pat kind enough to give us a few minutes here. We've obviously spoken with him a few times during the course of our golf season here on Tee to Green. And Pat, this week we're going to talk a little bit about putting and the experience of putters. But before we get into maybe what would be a putting fitting experience, there are so many putter options out there right now, and we see it on the PGA Tour. Guys have just traditional old school blade putters, huge mallets, the longer putters. What are some of the trends that you're seeing this year as of late with putters itself?
Yeah, I mean, mainly what we have are just traditional style putters, you know, and they fall into three categories. You got face balance putters, you got slight toe hang, and you got a heavy toe hang. And that's for a different style of stroke. You know, somebody that has a face balance putter, somebody that needs a face balance putter would be somebody that has more of a straight back and straight through kind of stroke. Never really ever is it very straight. It's a slight arc is what it is. You know, we're always on it, got a little bit of an arc. But some people have more of an arc. If you have a a really big arc and you release the putter head, you need something with a little more toe hang. And when we do our putter fittings, we use the Sam Putt Lab, and that kind of helps us identify what kind of stroke you have, what kind of aim you have at address. And that's how we kind of get to what style putter is good for you. We haven't had a whole lot of people asking about the long putter, like the broomstick or the arm lock. There's been a little more interest in the arm lock putters, but we haven't really carried those just yet. But we've had a few people asking about them because they seem to be getting more popular on the tour.
Yeah, what kind of data would someone that comes in and gets fitted on the Sam Putt Lab see? I mean, I know when I did it, I always used a more traditional kind of blade style look to it. But the data when I did it showed me a few years ago that I should be using a mallet. And I also found out, even just from using it, that I stand a little bit too far over the ball. And I know that Kevin Hofstetter, who did it with me, said that most people actually stand not far enough close to the ball. He's like, oh, you're in the other way. I was actually too far over. So he actually added about a half an inch to my putter, and then he said, take your same stance. But the half an inch actually made me stand up a little more upright, which then put my eyes right over the ball. So even just something simple like that, that I would have never have known. But what are some of the info that you could find out from doing this?
Yeah, I mean, one of the main things I think we find out is that most people are aiming incorrectly. You know, we find that out just from where you're standing over the ball, that makes a big difference, right? Because if you're going straight back and straight through, your eyes are probably going to be more over the ball. If you're a little bit further away from the ball, then you're going to promote more of a bigger arc, right? So you might need a different style putter. But if you get too close to the ball, like you're saying, is that you're kind of getting your eyes on the other side of the ball, then you're seeing the line a little bit differently from there. Now, every time you look down, you're gonna look down and you're gonna see a different line. You know, that's one thing. And then there's a lot of other things that is just like the TrackMan, where we're tracking launch and spin conditions. I mean, it actually will let us know if you're adding too much loft or de-lofting the putter too much. And that'll promote either a top spin, neutral spin, or backspin, right? So we don't really want to have backspin on the putter, you know. It's like, because if you're a person that is having really a lot of trouble getting the ball to the hole, there's probably a good chance that you're adding too much loft to that, so it probably jumps up a little bit and it just isn't going to get the roll out. So that's one thing that's one of the things that it'll track. It tracks impact location on the face, you know. So then that's how we can kind of get to the proper length too, right? And if the toe of the club is up in the air, which it'll track, or if the toe is down, we can adjust that by making sure the person has the right length putter for them.
And one thing that I think, you know, we try to always emphasize, we talk so much about drivers and how to increase your length. And I'm sure, Pat, you get it too with your customers that come in, but there's only one club that you are going to use on every hole that you play, and that's the putter. So the fact that probably golfers take more awareness of their driving and, you know, if they go to the driving range or if they go to practice, what do they spend more of their time on? It's probably on driver and how far can I hit it? And, you know, obviously that's important, but there's one club you use on every hole, and that's the putter. And that's a great way to improve your game and try to get strokes off your score.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, what was that, like 6 weeks ago, Rory McIlroy, he won that tournament, and he hit 20% of the fairways off the tee, right? So he missed 80% of the fairways, but he made everything on the green. Yeah. So it kind of tells you what is the most important club. But the guy that's winning on the tour, the girl that's winning on the LPGA, they're going to be in the top five in putting stats and getting up and down from around the green. So short game and putting is the game, really. You know, it's like you could shave a lot of strokes off your game, especially if you have the right putter that's fit to you, the right length, the right loft, the right lie angle. I mean, those are big deals for us, you know.
Yeah.
And we have a bunch of different length putters in there, and even Ping has their adjustable putters, which they go from anywhere from 32 inches to 35 or 36 inches in length, you know. So the fitting process for the putters is, it's kind of fun. You learn a little bit about your stroke too. You know, some people don't know that they don't have the right style putter. They might be missing it one way or the other. And it could be just because they're using the wrong style putter for your stroke.
Yeah. I love the stat you brought up about Rory. The one stat that I loved from a few weeks ago from the U.S. Open, the leader at the halfway point, Richard Bland from England, that none of us had even heard of coming in. He was near the bottom in driving, but putting inside of 10 feet through the first two rounds, he was 31 for 31. It was the only one in the field that was 100% inside of 10 feet. And look, he was on the top of the leaderboard. No, obviously no one predicted it, but it just shows, like, even if the rest of your game is quote average, if you're putting well, you can be on the top of the board at your local tournament that you're in.
Yeah. Yeah. You could just, you just, everybody has that round where you go out there and you didn't feel like you scored very well. You didn't feel like you hit the ball very well, you know, it's like, but you scored the same, right? Yeah. So you get that all the time. I didn't hit it very good off the tee, but I made a lot of putts, you know. And then it happens the other way too, right? Maybe you're hitting it better and you just didn't get it in the hole. And so it's important to get the right style putter for you, for sure, you know. But those the arm lock putters and everything like this, who knows what's happening? There's been a lot of discussion now about those, whether they're gonna, you know, make that an illegal stroke because it's kind of anchored to your arm. I don't know. You know, it's the traditionalists don't like that for sure.
Yeah. Well, the last thing here, Pat, let's just talk about regrips. I just came in recently and had my putter regripped at Woods to Wedges. How about just grip options? There's so many now that you can have, from the traditional look to the super stroke and everything in between.
Yeah. Yeah. Size of it. That's a lot of personal preference, but now, you know, a lot of people have like the claw grip. So they're, Superstroke came out with a grip that they call the claw grip. It's a little flatter at the bottom. It's kind of like the pistol style at the top for the top hand. Mm-hmm. And then the bottom hand is just a little bit more narrow and rectangular. So you could use the claw grip for that. Donna just got these other ones that it's called the wrist lock putter. It's kind of like arm lock, but it's, you just put it on your normal putter and it has a little bump out that kind of rests against your lead wrist. And then there's just all kinds of rubber grips and different sizes and shapes. So we just kind of say, you know, just hold them and see how you got to test them out. I mean, it's very difficult to just tell somebody, yeah, this is probably the best putter grip for you, because it is such a personal preference there.
Pat Phillips with us here from Woods to Wedges. Yeah, they got a big display at the store inside the Whirly Dome. You can go in and try out all those different putter grips. I would advise, if you're going to get a new putter anytime soon, go in and try out their Sam Putt Lab. I did it, and I'm putting great with the putter that they fitted for me there. So, Pat, enjoy your rest of your summer here. We'll chat within the next month or so on the show, and thanks for your great insight on putting today.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Always a pleasure.
All right.
All right, there's Pat Phillips, my chat with him from Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. We'll actually be at Woods to Wedges on July 31st for our show, so we are looking forward to that. Next week, we'll be at Niagara Falls Country Club for the Porter Cup. We'll preview that at 8:30, but we still got another hour to go, so don't go anywhere here. We're going to get our top-of-the-hour commercial in. When we come back, more from Glen Oak, a lot more on the Open Championship, along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, Corey Griswold, producing back in our Amherst studios. I'm Brian Colziel. Hour two of Tee to Green coming up for Open Championship Week. We're at Glen Oak Golf Club here in East Amherst, and we're back with more right after this on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.